Ever found yourself staring at your career path, wondering how you ended up here? Perhaps you're feeling trapped in an industry that's rapidly shrinking, or you've simply fallen out of love with the work that once excited you. You're not alone. In today's volatile economy, career reinvention has become the new job security. As Pamela Mitchell argues in her groundbreaking work, the ability to reinvent your career at any moment isn't just a nice-to-have skill, it's essential survival equipment for the 21st century. Mitchell should know. After leaving a prestigious but unfulfilling Wall Street career, she transformed herself into an entertainment executive before founding the Reinvention Institute in 2003. Her book has become a touchstone for professionals navigating career transitions, praised by luminaries across industries, and featured in publications like The Wall Street Journal and Business Week. What makes this work particularly compelling is how it combines psychological insight with practical strategies, illustrated through stories of successful reinventors, from Food Network star Alton Brown to former FedEx executive Reggie Mebben. The message is clear. Career reinvention isn't a one-time event, but a life skill that will serve you through all of life's phases and surprises. To understand why career reinvention has become essential, we need to examine how dramatically the work landscape has shifted over the past century. Before 1840, the corporate structure we know today didn't even exist. It wasn't until the 1920s that large companies became prevalent, enabled by transportation advances that allowed nationwide operations. The post-World War II era introduced what Mitchell calls the company man period. Organizations offered lifetime employment, benefits, and advancement opportunities in exchange for unwavering loyalty. Both corporate and union workers received the same message: stay loyal for guaranteed employment and retirement security. Jobs weren't meant to be enjoyable. They provided safety and stability in a world still recovering from economic depression and global conflict. This all changed dramatically in the 1980s with the rise of the free agent era. Wall Street's growing focus on short-term profits pushed companies to cut expenses through layoffs. The social contract of lifetime employment dissolved as globalization and technology made workers increasingly expendable. As author Daniel Pink noted, four factors contributed to this shift: the death of the social contract, economic stability that allowed people to view work as meaningful, democratized wealth creation tools, and accelerating business cycles. Success became measured by bottom-line results rather than tenure, and industry expertise grew more valuable than company loyalty. By 2007, we entered what Mitchell calls the age of the reinventor. The recession that began that year accelerated trends already underway, as technology and compressed business cycles shortened the lifespan of entire industries. Former safe havens like automotive manufacturing, newspapers, and finance experienced unprecedented decline. Today's reinventors understand that companies offer no guarantees. They stand as equals with employers, functioning as collaborators determined to experience richer, more varied careers. Their power comes from adaptability, willingly contributing to organizations while keeping their eye on the horizon. What does this mean for you? Whether you started as a company man or free agent, you're now a reinventor by necessity. Emotional attachment to broken promises or disappearing pensions won't revive them. Instead, embrace the challenge and greater rewards of today's work world, the power to craft your career according to your passions and sculpt work to adapt to life's changes. This offers freedom that Depression-era workers could only dream of, and the real security of controlling your own destiny. Bruce Irving's career path demonstrates how following your inner guidance leads to authentic reinvention. Despite being valedictorian, Bruce never had burning career ambition. After graduating from Williams College, he worked various jobs before landing at PBS's This Old House, eventually becoming executive producer. When downsized after 17 years, rather than taking another TV position, he transformed his extensive renovation knowledge into becoming a renovation consultant, essentially inventing a new field. Bruce's story illustrates the first law of career reinvention. It starts with a vision for your life. Most people approach career changes backward, asking, "What do I want to do?" before understanding why they're making a change. This leads to pursuing positions that look good on paper, but don't actually deliver the lifestyle they desire. To reinvent successfully, you must first clarify what you want your life to look like. Careers are delivery devices for the life you hope to lead. To be truly happy, your career must serve your life, not vice versa. Most career discontent stems from conflict between desired lifestyle and what a job actually delivers. Begin by asking what you value apart from work. Be specific about the lifestyle you hope to build, including where you live, who surrounds you, and what activities bring you joy. Your vision should encompass all facets of your world, focusing on how you work rather than what you do. Once you have a clear image of your desired life, you can work backward to discover career options that will deliver it. This process requires clearing away myths and fantasies that cloud your judgment. Career reinvention myths, belief systems drawn from fears, overheard conversations, and worst-case scenarios, can become self-fulfilling prophecies. These myths act as blindfolds, preventing you from sorting fact from fiction. Similarly, fantasies can lead you to chase the wrong rainbow, as happened to Stacy, who wanted an international business job because it sounds good, without understanding the reality of constant travel and limited personal time. Career reinvention demands flexibility, honesty with yourself, and willingness to live outside your comfort zone. You must evolve in response to circumstances, like Bruce, who took a temporary contract when the housing market collapsed. Being honest means acknowledging when you're getting in your own way. The science behind discomfort shows that as you practice tolerating it, new information moves from your energy-intensive prefrontal cortex to the basal ganglia, where habits are stored, making the unfamiliar become familiar. A hidden conflict that often emerges is the need for permission. Childhood conditioning to seek approval before fulfilling desires can sabotage your reinvention. You must give yourself permission on three levels: to want it, overcoming guilt about outpacing friends and family, to have it, believing you deserve success when it arrives, and to be it, accepting your new identity. Sign your own permission slips to change, to be imperfect, and to please or not please others, understanding there will be consequences to pursuing your reinvention. Growing up in a noisy Houston barrio with a train running by her house, Christina Garza developed the ability to tune out external noise and listen to her body's signals. This skill guided her through major career decisions. Despite attending a math and science magnet school and getting on-the-job training at Shell Oil, Christina felt physically lethargic about chemical engineering. When she switched to journalism, her body responded with energy and improved performance. Following her gut instinct led her from a Spanish TV station internship to becoming a senior reporter and weekend anchor for a Fox affiliate. After visiting Paris, Christina felt a physical pull toward the city, and when offered a renewed contract with her TV station, her body took over, declining the offer despite it seeming intellectually sound. She moved to Paris and, upon returning to Houston, found a media relations job that gave her the normal life she craved while utilizing her skills. Christina's story illustrates the second law of career reinvention. Your body is your best guide. Good decision-making requires balancing intellectual and instinctual input, but some choices should follow your body's clear signals. While we're taught to trust our intellect as our higher self, the intellect can actually lie to us, whereas the body never lies. We actually make instinctual snap decisions frequently, hiring someone who feels right, joining projects that sound interesting, sitting next to someone with good energy. Your body communicates through physical signals, like elation, discomfort, lightness, or heaviness. Mitchell experienced this when advising her mother about career flexibility and felt an intense physical rush, indicating her calling to help people with career transitions. Many careers appeal directly to the intellect, causing our minds to override what our bodies know is right. Your brain can act like a huckster, selling you on impressive-sounding careers that don't actually fit you. This isn't because you're shallow. We're social beings hardwired to crave community respect. While doctor sounds impressive, it's a poor choice if you can't stand blood. When reinventing your career, tune into your body's signals to determine which options feel right. Look for positive indicators like relaxation, dropped shoulders, unclenched jaw, increased energy, spontaneous smiling, feelings of openness, easier breathing, and a sense of peace. Conversely, watch for negative physical responses like headaches, upset stomach, tightness in chest, jaw pain, tensed shoulders, lack of energy, interrupted sleep, or a furrowed brow. Your body cannot pretend to like something it hates, while your brain easily can. Start by recording simple daily decisions, noting what your intellect said versus your gut instinct. This practice will reveal patterns about what turns you on or off, helping you hear your authentic voice when making career decisions. Jeffrey Rudell was born in Flat, rural Michigan, where his father planned for him to become a gas station manager. Despite his creative talents in storytelling and paper crafting, Jeffrey's path was diverted by family rejection when he came out as gay in college. His mother pronounced him dead and burned his possessions. Convinced he wasn't good enough for school, Jeffrey began waiting tables, where a chance encounter launched his political career. After years working as a fixer for diplomats and socialites, Jeffrey interviewed with an investment bank, where a partner told him he wasn't corporate material but should consider working for himself. Despite claiming he had no money, the partner insisted he needed a business plan. Jeffrey bought Business Plans for Dummies and created a proposal for a design firm, convincing investors to fund him by offering his services to charities. After 9/11 hurt his business, Jeffrey had to confront his excuses about lacking education, money, and supportive parents. Through coaching, he finally stopped making excuses and embraced his talents as a paper artist and designer, creating extraordinary three-dimensional art from flat paper. "My skills didn't change," he says. "I just started doing it instead of talking about it." This illustrates the third law of career reinvention. Progress begins when you stop making excuses. People create excuses to avoid the pain of change, as reinvention feels like leaping off a cliff without a bungee cord. Psychologist Barry Schlinker's triangle model identifies three types of excuses: denying personal obligation, it's not my job; denying personal control, it's out of my hands; and denying understanding, I don't know enough. All three imply willingness to act if only these obstacles weren't present, but the real obstacle is your assumption that you cannot proceed. Excuses are simply manifestations of fear. Fear will be your steady companion throughout reinvention, signaling you're venturing beyond your comfort zone. However, you can't get over fear. It's a biochemical survival mechanism. The key is learning to manage fears, distinguishing between functional fears, those keeping you from walking into traffic, and false fears, those keeping you from walking into a hiring manager's office. Reinvention doesn't require eliminating fears, just taking action despite them. As the Chinese proverb says, talk doesn't cook rice. To reduce fears enough to move forward, try these techniques. Find supportive people to lean on, distract yourself with absorbing activities, recall past successes in the face of fear, identify the core value being threatened, seek role models who've overcome similar fears, politely acknowledge your fear while insisting it step aside, and ultimately, feel the fear and do it anyway. Being mired in fear leads to habitual excuse-making that becomes a crutch extending to all aspects of life. Over time, excuse-making diminishes your sense of power to create different outcomes, trapping you in a cycle of unfulfilled potential. To thrive as a reinventor, you must want your goal more than your excuses. Beyond working through fears, you must, 1, give up complaining, which is just angry excuse-making that denies personal control. 2, make a commitment by taking action even when you don't want to. 3, match your actions to your words by examining what your behavior says about your true desires. And 4, step up your game by wanting better results. Alton Brown's reinvention journey demonstrates the power of faith over fear. After 6 months of introspection and spiritual searching, he and his supportive wife, Deanna, made the bold decision for him to attend culinary school, despite family warnings that he'd end up on welfare. At the New England Culinary Institute, Alton faced harsh realities, sweeping floors at 2 a.m. and surviving on Deanna's modest salary, but remained committed to his vision. After graduating in 1997, they returned to Atlanta, where Alton wrote sample scripts for his dream cooking show, Good Eats. Though initially resistant to being on camera when the Food Network offered to produce the show, he reconsidered his theater background and accepted the hosting role. Today, the once underachiever has transformed into a multifaceted success, host of top-rated shows, commentator, author, knife designer, and sought-after speaker. Alton's story illustrates the fourth law of career reinvention: what you seek is on the road less traveled. In today's volatile economy, clinging to safe career paths can actually leave you vulnerable. The road less traveled typically offers more opportunities by forcing creative thinking. While our brains naturally categorize information and resist ambiguity, successful reinventors learn to distinguish between calculable risks and true ambiguity. Risk involves known odds, like a 20% chance of landing a specific job, while ambiguity means facing unknowable outcomes, like entering an entirely new field. Crucially, ambiguity is risk neutral. The odds could actually be better than the familiar path, but you can't know until you explore further. By expanding your vision beyond the obvious next step, you discover possibilities hidden in plain sight. Like Odysseus's sailors facing the sirens, reinventors must resist powerful forces trying to pull them back to familiar shores. These include external voices questioning your choices. Are you sure? That doesn't sound like a good idea. And the more insidious, uninvited committee members in your head. The mom warning of disasters, the dad insisting you haven't learned enough, the child cycling between resistance and fear, and the underminer cataloging every rejection with, "You're not good enough." The essence of reinvention lies at the fork where you avoid the obvious career choice. Selecting your reinvention target requires trusting your instincts about what you like, then engaging your intellect to determine how to make it happen. For complex career decisions, rely first on intuition, like choosing from hundreds of ice cream flavors, rather than overthinking. Create an explore list by asking what seems most interesting, what you've always wanted to do, what you do without money concerns, and what childhood dreams you had. Then ask, how can I make these work? Not, can I make this work? Pick one primary target plus a backup option and get moving. Reggie Mebane grew up desperately poor in North Memphis, learning survival skills that would later serve his unpredictable career journey. Despite his difficult upbringing, Reggie excelled academically, earning a scholarship to prestigious Exeter's summer program. Reggie's career path took him from the Air Force Academy to FedEx, where he rose through the ranks while juggling multiple jobs and raising twins with his wife, LaRonda. After 23 years at FedEx, including a role as COO of a division, Reggie was laid off during restructuring. Through painful career transitions, he eventually landed at the CDC as chief management officer, where his logistics expertise, leadership skills, and psychological training perfectly converged. His story demonstrates the fifth law of career reinvention: you've got the tools in your toolbox. One major reinvention myth is that your previous work life was wasted time and you must start from zero. This false premise hinders progress by making the task seem overwhelming. In reality, your skills and experience are portable tools that travel with you. Whether consciously or not, you're constantly drawing on past developed abilities. Reinvention isn't starting over. It's systematically analyzing your existing skill set and repurposing it creatively for new opportunities. Unless you're a CIA spy accustomed to shedding identities, releasing your professional identity is challenging. In America especially, we define ourselves by our careers. These professional frames provide convenient cultural shorthand for self-definition and social classification. However, clinging to your old identity creates cognitive dissonance when pursuing something new. Relinquishing your old identity, though painful, should be your first step. A critical reinvention mistake is confusing job functions with skills. When asked about their abilities, people often list job functions, drafting contracts, or matching houses with buyers, rather than identifying the underlying skills. This creates despair when changing careers, because job functions seem non-transferable. The key insight? While job functions are local to specific industries, skills are global and portable. They're yours for life, regardless of title or position. For example, a lawyer's contract drafting actually demonstrates research, analysis, and communication skills. A real estate broker's house matching shows needs assessment and relationship building abilities. Reinventors view themselves as a constellation of transferable skills rather than job-specific functions. Like Reggie, who applied his FedEx logistics expertise to vaccine distribution at the CDC, successful career changers understand that knowledge can be redeployed across industries in unexpected ways. To reinvent successfully, you must identify which skills are valued in your target field and match them with your existing toolbox. These legitimacy points strengthen your case for transition. Pay attention to two types of tools: those absolutely required, genuine entry barriers like medical degrees, and those that only seem required, fear disguised as imaginary obstacles. When evaluating your past experience for a new career, consider three approaches: direct experience, exact match, or similar experience, close match, or causational skills, transferable skills. While direct matches are ideal, reinvention typically relies on similar experiences. Beyond skills, you'll need to demonstrate your ability to learn quickly, as employers worry about lengthy learning curves. Don't deny there will be challenges. Instead, provide examples of how you've rapidly mastered new roles in the past.
Jeanette Mitchell's remarkable journey illustrates the power of a support network in career reinvention. Growing up poor and facing discrimination as a Black student, Jeanette vowed her children would never experience the stigma she endured. As a young single mother of three working at Wisconsin Telephone, she strategically built relationships throughout the company, joining professional groups and making herself known to decision makers. Her networking extended beyond the workplace to community involvement, which eventually led to her election to the Milwaukee School Board. When she felt called to leave her 30-year corporate career at 52, her extensive network helped her transition to the Helen Bader Foundation and later to launching a leadership center at Cardinal Stritch University. Jeanette's story demonstrates the sixth law of career reinvention. Your reinvention board is your lifeline. Creating a reinvention strategy is essential, even if you feel overwhelmed by the process. This framework organizes your search and highlights key areas where investing energy will bring solid returns. A good strategy is flexible, open to change, and serves as a benchmark to measure progress. Think of it as a business plan for launching your new career, addressing research needs, operational details, and funding. You can't reinvent your career alone, and trying to do so is counterproductive. Most people are delighted to share their expertise when asked. Norm Brodsky's father offered simple but powerful advice: you don't ask, you don't get. Without support, you'll work harder, waste time, and achieve fewer results. Your reinvention board is a hand-picked group of advisors with specific skills who have your best interests at heart. Like a corporate board of directors, they help brainstorm, facilitate development, connect you with key people, and provide impartial feedback. They're there to analyze and vet your plans, not make decisions for you. Your board doesn't need to meet formally. They're simply people you can call when you need guidance. Look for these key board members. 1. The Master Connector. This champion networker has a golden Rolodex and links you up with the world. They know everybody and everything about everybody. Call them when you need connections, introductions, or insider information about contacts. 2. The clued-in colleague. Someone who has worked with you professionally and understands your strengths and weaknesses. Ideally, a former boss supportive of your growth, they can analyze how well opportunities match your talents and work style. 3. Warm and fuzzy. This friend lifts your spirits when you're bleeding from reinvention slings and arrows. They apply psychological band-aids, reminding you of your value and that you were successful before and well again. 4. The Drill Sergeant. When you're stuck in a rut or paralyzed by fear, the drill sergeant delivers the kick in the rump you need. They support you but have no patience for whining or excuses. Choose someone you admire but are slightly afraid of disappointing. 5. The Native. Natives know the lay of your new land, the players, scuttlebutt, and trends. They guide you through the culture and warn you away from danger. be discriminating when selecting board members. Exclude those with conflicts of interest who might offer self-interested advice. Your spouse or partner, too personally invested. Your parents, too opinionated about what you should do. Frenemies, secretly competitive, undermining types. And unhappy people. Remember that your reinvention board operates on the circle of giving philosophy. You must offer help to others in return. Success in reinvention requires guidance from those already thriving in your target field. These natives possess the practical knowledge, insider information, and cultural understanding that books and theory can't provide. They've walked the path you're attempting to navigate and can help you avoid costly detours. Felina Wachowski-Gallagher's journey from tough NYPD cop to owner of New York's first breastfeeding boutique illustrates the seventh law of career reinvention. Only a native can give you the inside scoop. After struggling as a new mother with breastfeeding, Felina identified an unmet need in the marketplace. Rather than proceeding blindly, she sought out the Warburtons, successful owners of a similar business in Salt Lake City. By immersing herself in their operation, watching their processes, examining their books, and learning from their mistakes, she gained invaluable practical knowledge that no amount of theoretical research could provide. Finding industry insiders requires creativity and persistence. Start with your existing network, including reinvention board members. Don't hesitate to make cold contacts through letters, expressing genuine admiration for someone's work. Online tools like LinkedIn and Facebook can uncover connections. Industry conferences, alumni networks, and reaching out to people featured in articles are also effective approaches. While most people naturally want to help others, natives won't waste time on tourists who aren't serious about reinvention. You must demonstrate genuine commitment to becoming a native yourself. Felina proved her dedication by traveling cross-country with her newborn daughter multiple times for research, showing the Warburtons she was deeply invested in her journey. When seeking natives for information, quality matters more than quantity. Only speak with contacts who are thriving and enjoying their careers, not burnouts who will skew your perception negatively. Happy natives provide objective insights about both benefits and challenges, while burnouts, trapped in negativity, will only see problems. Refusing to question your assumptions about a new career invites disappointment later. You must check your fantasies against reality by asking natives about the downsides of their work. Essential questions include impacts on lifestyle, working hours, earning potential, typical colleagues, qualities needed for success, path to advancement, travel requirements, and unavoidable challenges. Once you've gathered insider information, you must learn to speak their language. This brings us to the eighth law of career reinvention. They won't get you until you speak their language. It was 1996, and Julianne Horton had 3 days to learn to speak golf. Though raised around country clubs, tennis was her sport. Needing a part-time marketing job while studying journalism, she crammed golf terminology before interviewing with American Golf Corporation. Her preparation paid off. She got the job, managed a $2.4 million budget, exceeded revenue goals by 30%, and drove a Jaguar by age 21. One of reinvention's biggest pitfalls is skipping this law. People rush to apply for positions without adjusting their materials to speak the target industry's language, then wonder why they hear nothing back. In the best economic times, this approach yields poor returns. In tough markets, it's nearly fatal. Learn a new language and get a new soul, says an old Czech proverb. Career reinvention requires becoming bicultural, not just learning words, but adopting customs and understanding unwritten rules. Merely tossing off impressive phrases won't work. Natives will see right through that. For quick cultural immersion, hang out with natives, read industry publications, attend conferences, follow blogs, and check your interpretations with your native board member. Making a seamless translation of your experience, localizing it, is essential to successful reinvention. You must rework your background to bridge the cultural divide while maintaining cultural consistency. When Mitchell was transitioning from Wall Street to entertainment, she discovered her title, Director of Agency and Reseller Sales, needed translation. After describing her role to an industry friend, she learned that in entertainment, agents are licensees and resellers are distributors. Like fine wines that need time to develop complexity, career reinvention often requires patience and seasoning. Marian He's journey from her predestined medical path to landing an enviable position at Atlantic Wine & Spirits exemplifies the ninth law of career reinvention. It takes the time that it takes. Born in Malaysia, where her future was predetermined, her father a doctor, her mother a nurse, Marianne was expected to follow the A track into medicine. After moving to Dunedin, Florida at age 11, she still felt bound by cultural expectations despite American students' freedom to choose careers. At the University of Florida, she discovered business classes clicked for her. After graduation, Marianne moved to New York, packing her car with cooking utensils rather than clothes. Have walk, will travel. She landed a job at Shareholder Communications on Wall Street, working 12-hour days and rising through the ranks over 8 years. After teaching Pilates and traveling, she sought reinvention not for upward mobility, but to find balance and an emotional connection to her life. Reinvention takes much longer than most people anticipate. Students frequently arrive with unrealistic reinvented by dates in their heads, becoming frustrated when those deadlines pass with work still remaining. They mistake complex processes for simple ones and underestimate labor-intensive tasks. The truth is immutable. Reinvention takes the time it takes. Forcing artificial timelines on natural processes courts disaster, like trying to harvest gardens weeks after planting or inducing birth months early. Even ambitious reinventors must surrender to this reality. Most reinventors falsely believe they control 100% of their reinvention process, assuming direct correlation between effort and speed. The brutal truth? While you control your preparation, skill development, and networking efforts, many critical factors remain beyond your control. 1. When people respond to your outreach. 2. When meetings happen with busy professionals. 3. Life events that interrupt your plans. 4. World events and economic conditions. 5. When opportunity actually arrives. Opportunity follows its own timeline. You might pitch a company that loves you but lacks budget for months, or connect with a CEO just as a need emerges. While waiting, follow Marianne's example. Develop skills, pursue training, build connections, and immerse yourself in your target industry. As Epictetus said, people are disturbed not by things, but by the views which they take of them. Our perception of pain is subjective, influenced by past experiences and future expectations. When reinvention takes longer than anticipated, unrealistic timelines create unnecessary suffering. There's scientific evidence that thoughts influence our experience of pain. Positive expectations reduce pain, while negative ones amplify it. Uncertainty about outcomes can intensify discomfort. How you perceive your reinvention timeline dramatically impacts your emotional well-being. You can choose to believe good things take time or it's taking too much time. One thought soothes, the other causes pain. To check unrealistic expectations, test for magical thinking. Are you assuming you'll be the exception? Make a control list, separating what you can and cannot influence. Keep Plan B simmering as a backup, and learn to let go. Redirect focus to enjoying the journey rather than fixating on the destination. Career reinvention builds momentum like compound interest. Small investments over time yield substantial returns, but you can't rush the process. Managing this momentum requires conscious control of your thoughts and feelings, which directly influence your actions. What you focus on expands. Studies show ruminating on negative thoughts interferes with problem-solving, concentration, and motivation, the very tools needed to break negative cycles. Success attracts success, and Terry Williams' story demonstrates the 10th and final law of career reinvention. The world buys into an aura of success. Despite her inner struggles with depression, Terry built a powerhouse PR agency by projecting confidence while authentically connecting with people. Her journey began when she broke out of her shell as a shy hospital social worker to befriend jazz legend Miles Davis, who told her she was meant for greater things. Though initially terrified, she pursued PR training and eventually landed Eddie Murphy as her first client, not by pursuing him directly, but by genuinely connecting with his entourage. Without formal business training or substantial capital, Terry launched her agency with A-list clients including Murphy and Miles Davis, eventually representing Janet Jackson, P. Diddy, and many others. She authored successful books and received numerous accolades, all while battling inner emptiness and depression that would eventually catch up with her. After 9 months unable to get out of bed, Terry's business suffered as revenue fell and clients drifted away. Rather than staging a comeback in PR, she found a new calling after publishing an essay about her depression in Essence magazine that generated over 10,000 responses. This led to her book Black Pain and a new career as a mental health advocate for African Americans. True confidence doesn't come from self-help formulas or temporary boosts. It emerges from an inner knowing that you have something valuable to offer. Unlike superficial confidence tricks that quickly fade, genuine self-belief radiates from your heart and can't be faked. Research confirms that happiness matters in job searches, with studies showing unhappy students receiving fewer follow-up interviews than their positive counterparts. To fill your confidence tank, focus on these four strategies. First, concentrate on your natural talents rather than forcing yourself into unnatural boxes. Second, do the emotional work to heal from past mistakes and failures that undermine your confidence. Third, acknowledge your past successes by keeping a daily success list to remind yourself of your capabilities. Finally, surround yourself with people who believe in you through support groups, coaching circles, or regular meetings with encouraging friends. Beyond inner knowing, you must genuinely believe your reinvention is possible and that you will accomplish it. Your language reveals your true convictions. Words like will, am, committed, and determined communicate confidence, while hope, try, maybe, and would like to signal ambivalence. People naturally want to join winning teams, so your belief in your inevitable success becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. Many confuse pessimism with realism, believing that expecting success is naive. But reinvention requires believing something can happen before seeing evidence of it. Career reinvention requires faith that something can happen before seeing hard evidence. Inner knowing and self-belief provide strength and courage during reinvention, but don't eliminate challenges. When standing at the border of your new world wondering what to do, don't overthink it. As Terry advises, just speak it, just claim it, just say yes. Standing at the threshold of your new career, you now possess the laws of career reinvention to guide you. As you craft your new path, remember you have two careers, your paying job and your ongoing self-development. Stay alert to trends and adjust accordingly. Make happiness a habit, as positivity fuels creativity and problem-solving. Don't overhaul what only needs tweaking. Don't use a power saw when pinking shears will do. Accept that your desires will change with life cycles. Stay prepared for change. As you reinvent yourself through the seasons of your life, let go of what no longer works and take only your most cherished things from the past with you into your future. The journey of reinvention is not about reaching an idyllic state, but creating a genuinely fulfilling life with all its messiness and trade-offs, a life that truly belongs to you.